This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Businesses and schools are collaborating in Southeast Iowa, hoping to bridge the gender gap in the STEM fields. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott tells us one such collaboration gives young girls some hands-on experience that could eventually turn into a career.
That's a plasma cutter. Katie Geltz explains the science behind it to a handful of eighth graders.
It superheats this air so much so that it cuts into the metal and shoves all the molten metal out of the way. So what you see is going to be the sparks from it shoving the metal away.
After the lesson and some safety tips, Geltz's students step up to the plasma cutter one at a time. They lower the safety shields on their helmets and let the sparks fly. Several try to carve their initials into the solid metal. Others create designs such as hearts. Geltz is an art teacher at Keokuk High School, but today she's the welding instructor for the program Investigate Your Future. Geltz says she volunteered to show young women they can be welders.
I'm trying to promote this so that they're able to get into the field as well because, I mean, one, it's fun. Two, there's a lot of job openings.
And there appears to be a lot of interest in the Investigate Your Future program. About 270 eighth grade students from 10 local school districts showed up to Southeastern Community College's West Burlington campus. Throughout the day, they got to attend several hour-long career previews. Those careers include robotics, criminal investigation, video game development, and coding. Everly Harvey from Central Lee Middle School tried out the welding class.
It's just really fun. You could feel the heat coming off of it, too, onto your neck. It was really, really bright.
But Everly's focus was elsewhere. She wants to be a veterinarian so she can work with animals. She says in that class, they practice surgery.
Basically, we just cut into a banana and just stitched it back together.
Organizers say they try to reach the young women early because many stop taking STEM classes when they enter high school. Katie Geltz says these girls need to know they can do anything.
I want them to get out there and see, like, hey, I can do this. Hey, I can earn a living. Hey, you know, it's a lot of fun. And it's not just money-wise. It just generally is a lot of fun.
Each girl who used the plasma cutter got to take home the piece of metal they cut as a reminder of what they could be doing in the future. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.